Moncrief on News Talk.
In case you don't know, a blackout tattoo is where someone has a large patch of their body covered in pitch black ink. The musician Machine Gun Kelly had most of his upper torso covered in one, but it made him ill. We're joined by Aidan O'Connell, owner of Fade Laser Clinic on Grafton Street in Dublin. Afternoon, Aidan.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
If someone comes into you and they want to have this done, what's the correct procedure or the safe procedure here?
Well, if somebody comes into me, and generally when people come into me and talk about a blackout tattoo, they've come into me and they're making a decision whether they want the current tattoos, which are often kind of piecemeal, not very well put together, some of them old, some of them having kind of pretty abstract and not so relevant meanings anymore. And they're thinking of getting them lasered off, or else a blackout, right? Blackout is where basically you pour as much ink into the area of your body as you can. In the case of Machine Gun Kelly, he had a large amount of just piecemeal tattoos that he has put on over the last 15, 20 years, often in troubled times, often in times that he's, by his own admission, wasn't anywhere close to sobriety. There's anarchy tattoos, there's all sorts of stuff on him. So he went off into a celebrity tattoo artist in the States, and he decided that he would black out basically all his arms and his chest, making him, by all intents and purposes, looking like a white-faced Batman.
Yeah.
It's bizarre looking. Yeah. It is incredibly bizarre looking in one way.
Mm.
Sometimes it looks really good. I've taken off a lot of these myself over the last 10 years. A lot of them are done on the spur of the moment when the alternative of tattoo removal, which is a longer process, is not as desirable. But often they end up coming back to me and then looking to take off the blackout, which is then a problem.
The blackout is a lot of ink.
Well, it's as much ink as you can put into the glass.
As I understand it, he was advised to do this over a long period of time.
Yeah, it is on USA Today or whatever the article that I read on it. He was advised by the celebrity tattoo artist, I think it's Rocks, R-O-X-X. I don't know him, unfortunately. He was advised to do this over a number of, like, a year. He decided he'd go there every week and get the ink poured in to, like, his whole arms, his whole chest, basically from mid-navel to sternum, as far as I can see. I haven't seen his back, because that's a big portrait thing in his back that I've seen, but I haven't seen whether he's done it on his back. But it is a phenomenal amount of ink.
Yeah.
And what happened then is the ink, if you're getting a needle, like, put into you, with pouring ink into your epidermis, into your dermis, if you get that much done quickly, you're only asking for a problem. Like, so he said that his lymph nodes started giving out, his skin went yellow.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, it's, but you kind of want your head examined to do it that quick. Like, I've seen people black out faces and all that kind of stuff, but, like, not in that length of time.
So you could get seriously ill from doing it.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, the body isn't there. Like, the body isn't accepting of, like, it wasn't designed to take ink.
Yes.
So when you put in that much ink, it certainly is not designed to take that much ink.
Yeah.
Like, tattooing is safe and it has been done since medieval times and all that kind of stuff. But you just got to respect that your body can reject. So what has happened there, like, the lymph nodes and everything are underneath your armpit areas and all that stuff. They got affected. He's probably got some kind of jaundice, like the flu-like symptoms, everything. It's an attack, an absolute attack on your immune system.
Yeah, rather than just having those tattoos removed that he wanted to cover.
Yeah, like, judging by what he has had on his body just visually and judging by the stuff that he, like, there's no doubting that this guy is incredibly talented, is incredibly, but I'd say quite impulsive, as the every week going to a tattoo artist will show. So, yeah, like, like, if you look at Pete Davidson, he spent 2 years and 160,000, it's reputed, or maybe £200,000 to get rid of most of his tattoos, right? So, you know, and there's all sorts of celebrities that have done it, Victoria Beckham, all that kind of stuff, right? There was quite a lot of tattoos here to start with.
Mm.
But a lot of them, when I looked at them, they didn't look particularly difficult to remove.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if he's going to come to a tattoo removal clinic now in a couple of years and decide that this impulsive decision over the last 2 months was actually a poor decision, he's got a big problem there, like.
Really? Impossible or just...
No, it's possible.
Years?
It's always yeah. possible. And yeah. I've done full blackout arms and I've taken them off and everything. But we're talking years and
really
a shed load of discomfort and yeah. pain now, which yeah. it wouldn't have been if he had done this before blacking them out.
Yeah. And so with the work you've done on arms, like how much at a time can you take off?
Generally, if I'm doing a full, say, forearm, you might do the front 1 month and then the back another month. But you start off the process with a very, very light laser session. You're taking off inks. Ink goes into your skin in kind of, somebody once described it as like a pint of Guinness. Mm. So you drink out of the pint of Guinness. So you've just got the first ring of Guinness, and that's the first laser. Then you take the second ring. Then you take the third ring.
Whoa.
So it's 6-10 sessions on a blackout tattoo because you can't get any more Guinness into the glass.
Yeah. You know what? Mammies are going to be saying this to their teenage children. You know that? I heard this man on the radio today. It's like a pint of Guinness injected into your arm, which actually sounds quite nice. Aidan, thanks a million.
Yeah,
that
no
was
problem,
Aidan O'Connell there, owner of Fade Laser Clinic on Grafton Street in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.